Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, toll free. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll free lines, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy that. freetalklive.com as we kick off our 3-Monday edition. To the phones we go to start things out here with Kurt in Michigan on the Amplifier line. Hello, Kurt.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Great. Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I just wanted to say I'm an amplifier. I'm
great.
The guy that sent you in the money order from the post office of all places.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say that the 27th, the show about the cops.
Yeah, the show we had last was a week ago today. The police officers who are calling in throughout the entire show and police supporters was what did you have to say about it?
That is probably one of the most compelling 3 hours of radio I've ever heard in my life.
I thought it was really good, too.
And as a result of the good work I think you do, tomorrow I'm going to go out and cut another money order for the $60 and get it to $10 a month amping these guys.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What did you find most compelling about that particular that broadcast?
I found it very strange that people were coming up with the arguments that they were, like the young lady who ended up in tears at the end after she dropped the S-bomb twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Who said that her boyfriend would actually, throw people to their deaths.
She said her boyfriend would actually take Jews and lock them into concentration camps.
If it was his job to go ahead and put them in the concentration camps and gas them, well, of course he'd do his job because he's a good guy.
But the follow-up question to that would have been, and you would stay with a guy whose job it is to kill people for a living.
That would have been a good one.
We didn't think of that one.
my pet project when I come with you guys is DROs.
Defense Resolution Organizations, as they've been called.
Yes. And I always play devil's advocate, even with myself, because until I trust my own beliefs, I can't grow as a person.
Sure.
And I always think, well, how would this practically apply itself? And any business is going to want to serve their bigger clients with a little more gusto than they would with their, a smaller client.
Perhaps,
and
sure.
That's a smart business. I mean, I have a service-oriented business, and people who spend more with me get more consideration.
Fair enough.
But if the contestants, litigants, should I say, in a DRO, if that is almost always, and as I take it, it probably almost always would be one individual and one insurance company, then the insurance company might bring 600-800 suits a year, and this person might only be involved in one of them a year. Wouldn't an arbiter for a DRO find it almost compelling and hard to stop himself from extra consideration for the guy who brings in 1,000 cases a year instead of one?
It's an excellent question. We're talking about a private sort of court situation in America where arbitrators are seen more frequently than government courts, that sort of thing. I think that what you'd see probably is that arbitrators would really, their primary, and I don't necessarily subscribe to the DRO concept at all. I think it's interesting. It's worth looking into. I'm not an adherent, but I do like the idea of arbitration, and I can see where you're coming from, even without the DRO situation of arbitrators having some bigger clients than others. And I think that really, when you're selling your arbitration services, you want to sell on the fact that you're going to be fair, regardless of who it is that is bringing a case in front of you. And I think that you can see similar things to this in the marketplace where, for instance, banks, a lot of banks will say, when you bank with Mark's National Bank, you're not just a number, you're a friend. Where they sort of try to personalize their service as much as possible to the little guy. And I think that arbitrators are not going to want to be seen as favoring Walmarts, as favoring, Target, the big companies. I think they're going to strive for being unbiased.
They might want to be seen as that to their biggest customer. I want to go to this. I want to write this arbitration court into all of my, insurance policies because we've got the best track record with them. You know what I mean? But,
yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, however, you also have to remember that when you're entering into a contract, if you don't like that arbitrator, you don't enter into that contract until that contract has contract insurance or arbitration companies that you both agree on. So in a more free market situation, both parties, big party and little party, are agreeing in advance to the arbitrator in most cases.
And I just have one other comment to all the amplifiers out there who are listening. Please double your amp money. this is something that these are the types of shows that need to get out on the air. They should be playing in every major city in the country.
And we will be. And Kurt, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He's right. The amplifiers are really what makes Free Talk Live click and turn as far as in the industry is concerned. Hoping to have some new announcements of new radio stations coming on board by the end of this year, and we're expecting our biggest station ever. I shouldn't jinx it by saying anything
else. Well, I hope so, too. You know, I appreciate it, and it's sort of he's given his additional as a reward sort of for our behavior and that kind of thing. But, you know, we need to stress that the money doesn't go to us. I mean, it doesn't buy me a soda pop. Well, maybe on the trips.
Because we go to the talk radio conventions twice a year.
We're going to Los Angeles. A little bit of money. But I paid for most of my meals, I think, trip. Anyway.
Well, I mean, it's included in the ticket price for the most part.
Right. So, I mean, you know, there's a few things I might get that actually go into my stomach for AMP. But,
right.
You know, just the most minimal things.
You had a few beers at the talk radio seminar.
Right. Well, they were because it was an open bar.
Right. But that's included in the price of the ticket.
That's true.
But
the next seminar I didn't because it was Lent and I had given up alcohol.
Mm.
So, anyway.
Because you're weird.
Well, I just do Lent for fun. I think that it needs to be stressed that we don't get anything out of AMP. You know, I mean, AMP isn't a reward
for
long
us. Term, I mean, let's be honest, though. Long term, providing the show is successful, which is the point of AMP, is to get Free Talk Live on a more radio station.
It's true. And then
long term, we'll be wealthy beyond our wildest dreams. But
the listeners will also get, whomever decides to, you know, amplify, will also get our show being, you know, popular and well-recepted, and that's what they
and
want,
And that
too.
Means, right, Free Talk Live being wealthy, you and I, we're not going to get wealthy unless we get on a whole bunch of radio stations and a whole bunch of people are listening to this show. And, of course, you know, as a listener, that listening to this show can do quite a bit for people's mindsets. I mean, we get people emailing us from time to time, and occasionally there's the occasional bulletin board system post, and I'm trying to pull up one right now that I spotted over the weekend, which, you know, is one of those posts that just warms my heart when I see them. Somebody who's discovered the show, who was a Republican, who was a Democrat, and he's just switching all over the place, and then he found Free Talk Live, and it changed his life, essentially. And so that's sort of, this show being on a bunch of radio stations is going to make a lot of difference in people's lives. They say in the talk radio business, don't get into talk radio if you want to change people's minds politically. You know, this is just entertainment. You're just out there to entertain and sell commercials and make money. But I think Free Talk Live doesn't fit into that old talk radio paradigm at all. Not only from a programming perspective, in that we are different from the other shows, but in that we are so different that we really can change people's lives from a political perspective. That it really does happen. It's not my primary motivation on the show.
I think that many shows can show a change for people, and you know, the more stations we're on, the bigger changes you'll see. And I think that Free Talk Live really has the opportunity. It's a message that's not going out anywhere on the airwaves.
Right.
We're the only ones talking about freedom.
And that's how you benefit long term, by becoming an amplifier, in that you really are helping spread the message of freedom in a way that the libertarian movement, the liberty movement, has never encountered before. I mean, we do it, and nobody else has ever done this. There's been the sort of libertarian-esque talk shows out there, you know, the Neil Bortz, who might throw out a libertarian idea now and then, but nobody's really done it to the extent that we have. Nobody's taken liberty. Nobody's taken two positions on liberty, you, the kind of small government guy, and me, the no government guy, and put them into the same boat and had them argue with one another.
Right. And it's great because, at the very least, we end up with small government.
Precisely. So, You guys are making a big difference. Those of you who are amplifying and just listening to the show makes a difference, and telling your friends as well. If you can't afford the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. More is on the way, including worshiping the state, why they die. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with
you. And Mark.
That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get signed up for the updates, updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. You'll get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. To Michael Gaddy at lourockwell.com, simple facts that most soldiers do not understand. The government is not our country. When you fight and die in undeclared wars, you do so for the state and not for our country or our freedoms. We've heard this so many times, this idea that a military's fighting for your freedom to do this radio show, buddy. No. No, it's not. It's fighting for the diktats of those in power in Washington, D.C. It's fighting for political purposes, not for freedom. He goes on, when you forsake the Constitution, you swore to uphold and defend, to follow unconstitutional orders, even from your commander-in-chief. I think he means to not follow unconstitutional orders. If you you cross the line from defender of your country to the very real possibility... Okay, I read that wrong. When you forsake the Constitution, you swore to uphold and defend and follow unconstitutional orders, even from your commander-in-chief, you cross the line from defender of your country to the very real possibility of becoming a war criminal. The inboxes at my email sites are constantly bombarded with pictures and articles designed to pull at my heartstrings and to make me believe that our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq are fighting for our freedoms. Many of these have wonderful, stirring music intended to make one stand and salute. They picture our soldiers holding young Iraqi children and playing with stray animals. A fit sermon indeed for those who hold membership in the Church of Nationalism and worship its God, the state. Does the insurgent in Iraq present a greater danger to freedom than the politicians who signed the Patriot Act without reading it? Is Al-Qaeda to be feared more than the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus?
Apparently, that's what we are supposed to believe. That's what Americans do believe.
It's certainly what that guy who called earlier believes.
I don't know what he believes. He's a mess.
Is the young Iraqi soldier fighting in the streets of Baghdad more dangerous to our freedoms than the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the state to take direct control and of any and all National Guard units over the objection of the local states and local officials to whom they report, through the simple expedient of declaring a public emergency? We talked about this act. It allows essentially military in the streets of America.
It's true,
which is really not what's supposed to be happening in the United States. The military is not supposed to be used for policing purposes. Anyway, he says, just exactly who is the greatest threat to our individual rights and freedoms in this country? Well, in November of 2002, I was asked to present the commencement speech at the graduating class of military intelligence officers at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. It was a very difficult decision for me to accept this invitation. The storm clouds of war were definitely on the horizon in November of 2002. I had seen what I believed to be tainted intelligence in the media used to garner support for a war in Iraq. And, of course, he's being asked to speak to military intelligence officers. I wanted to do or say nothing that might in any way be seen as support for the coming conflict, those who promoted it or those who would fight it. An almost impossible feat to accomplish in a military environment. Well, when the day arrived and I was introduced to those in attendance, which included high-ranking officers in the post, graduates, instructors, parents, and guests, I began my presentation by asking how many in attendance remembered their oath of enlistment. Everyone raised a hand indicating that they did. I then asked how many could repeat that oath. A significantly smaller number raised their hands. I then read the oath of enlistment that each soldier takes on entry into the various military branches. I emphasized the following was listed first in the oath and therefore was intended to be the most important part. I, blank, having been appointed as an officer in the Army of the United States, as indicated above in the grade of blank, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign or domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, etc. I reminded them that it was their duty to fully understand the meanings of the words and phrases, support, defend, and true faith and allegiance in the context of that oath. I told them that any time they received orders, no matter the origin of those orders, when such orders were in conflict with their oath, they were honor-bound to refuse to carry out those orders.
Of course, there's evidence, there's court cases where, soldiers that have stood up for this very point have, been
punished.
Yeah, been punished, been found guilty, been thrown in the brig.
But if more of them were to stand up and actually do as they had sworn to do, then there would be so many standing up against the orders, they wouldn't be able to punish them all.
Tis true.
I told them their first allegiance was to the Constitution and not to any politician who became their superior simply because they'd tricked a majority of people into voting for them. By this time, the higher-ranking officers on the front row were beginning to squirm in their seats. I spoke of domestic enemies and how much more insidious they are than those we call foreign. I explained that when one is ordered by any superior to do that which is a violation of their oath, the entity issuing the illegal order becomes the domestic enemy mentioned in their oath. I spoke to those gathered of my ignorance of my obligation to that oath during my military tenure and the obvious offenses I felt I'd committed and the unlawful orders that I had obeyed. I stated I did not want them to make the same mistakes I had made. When I finished my presentation, the ranking officers on the front row made a hasty departure. But other instructors and soldiers stayed and presented their perfunctory appreciation. I'm sure many of the young officers in attendance that day didn't fully understand the presentation. Most were in a hurry to check out and get started or leave before their next assignment. Several days later, my son came to visit and was obviously in a state of anger. He related he had just returned from the Tucson, Arizona office of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, where he was interviewed for his top secret clearance. During his interview, the agent conducting his background check informed him that I, his father, was both a subversive and a racist. Subversive because I'd written articles critical of the government, and racist because I was a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. At least they had it half right. I had written and continue to write articles critical of the government, but I've never been a member of the SCV. So much for the intelligence agency, huh? Mm-hmm. I qualify for membership in that organization because several of my relatives fought for the Confederacy, but I have never applied for membership. I relate the incident with the agent of the DIA simply to show that once a person drops his or her support for the collective and assumes their individual God-given rights, they become the enemy of the state. Soldiers serving and dying in the state's illegal, immoral wars do not serve their fellow countrymen. Fight for our liberties or bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution. They serve the collective that is busy stealing our liberties and destroying our Constitution. Not one opposing force in Iraq or Afghanistan or any place else on this planet presents a greater threat to our liberty than the collective that we call the state or the criminals that control it. And I completely agree. And it goes back to what I said earlier with Bill, who was on the line from KCXL, in that the best thing that could happen to this world would be for the people in charge of governments to die of heart attacks tomorrow morning. That would be the best thing.
It'd be a lot of people in a lot of different governments.
Yes, it would. And it would make me so happy. Because they're the criminals. They're the ones that are putting our liberty in jeopardy. And their flunkies, the bureaucrats, are also aiding and assisting as well. So it's not just the ones that are in charge, the ones that follow the orders that are also a problem. And, of course, all those of you who bother voting for these people as well. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilsen, the author of the book, The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, for free. freetalklive.com.
Stuck in traffic? Not sure you'll make it to Aunt Betty's Christmas dinner? Let 1-800-Flowers.com help celebrate the holidays with a beautiful floral arrangement or centerpiece delivered the same day. Any day. You don't even have to break the bank this year. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. Mention code FTL and receive 10% off your next order. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays and every day.
By the way, you've got something tonight about libertarian persuasion. Mm-hmm. Do we have time to get into that? Because I would like to. I think that's interesting.
I can do that.
But I did finally pull up that BBS post that I was talking about earlier that I was frantically looking for and I couldn't find. It's from Earthworm Zim. He says, I wasn't interested in politics till about the age of 21, believe it or not. I believe it. I think most people aren't interested in politics for good reason. It's boring. At about that time, I started listening to an AM talk radio station that had radio shows like Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Schnitt. Their shows were pretty entertaining, and I came to think that I was a Republican. Anyhow.
This guy's from Tampa?
A short time, maybe not. Schnitt's been syndicated in, like, three markets, so he could be in South Carolina or Miami.
Okay.
But anyway, at about that time, or a short time later, a couple months or so, I found some anti-Bush website, and of course it linked to a bunch of Democratic websites, and lo and behold, I agreed with a lot of the issues they stood for, like the anti-war and anti-Bush stuff. Hell, at the time, I even agreed with the universal health care and welfare. I was a true blue pinko socialist, and what sickens me is I didn't even know it. I wound up remaining a Democrat till about 8 months ago when I went to see the movie America from Freedom to Fascism. So a few days later, I decided to visit its website, and on it, I found the holy grail of talk shows, Free Talk Live. So I listened to it for a few days, and I must admit, I experienced a little cognitive dissonance at first, but eventually I could not honestly convince myself that any of their views were flawed. In fact, they were flawless. Waking up to libertarianism is like taking off a blindfold. Once the blindfold is gone, everything is so clear. I no longer wonder if I'm for or against an issue. There's no longer any wondering involved. It's simply a matter of whether or not it promotes individual freedom. The conversion from...
voluntarism, you know, people being able to do things
right.
without people getting hurt.
It's not a hard concept.
No,
I like how he says that it didn't take him long. It was just a little bit of cognitive dissonance, mm-hmm. and that's the period where you're saying, what are these people saying? They're challenging my belief system.
Everything.
Whoa, this is iconoclasm. The conversion from a government-loving drone to libertarian is quite an amazing thing. In fact, I believe this conversion to be on par with losing faith, in that when you lose faith with respect to any religion, you feel this clarity that you've never felt before, and you see all of the BS that it stands for and all of the BS that all the other religions stand for as well. Equally, with libertarianism, not only do you see flaws with your former party, but you see all of the BS that goes with all of the other parties. Hats off to Free Talk Live, Ina Mark. Keep up the great work. It's those emails that really just... make me feel like we are making a difference, Mark, in people's lives, and that's really important.
You know, it's obvious. We get them all the time. It's not some kind of anomaly. It's clear the show's making a difference, and you know, if we keep working at it, it will grow into something very large and very powerful.
I love it when the people who consider themselves socialists. See, he didn't consider himself a socialist, even though he'd adopted their mentality. I love it when the people who consider themselves socialists convert to libertarianism from listening.
I'll
to
take
show.
Any of them that say, "Man, you changed my thought on this."
Right. Well, now we didn't change. See, now we didn't change their thoughts. We just gave them some encouragement, and they changed their own thoughts.
Understood.
That said. Libertarian persuasion, I think, ties in here. Now,
it does. A lot of people write in emails and ask us, you know, what would you do in this circumstance
right.
to, you know, persuade some person on this libertarian
I'm trying to
point?
Talk to my grandma about blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, we get the question a lot, and we try our best to answer it. And here's another person's thought. This is John Markley, his thought from StrikeTheRoot.com. One controversy that seems to have heated up lately among some libertarians is, how much prospect is there for recruiting libertarians among the leftists? Though I'm not as optimistic as some on the matter, I do think that there's some potential there. And I think there's a lot of potential, and it's just because he doesn't know and hasn't met a lot of leftists that have converted, and there's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
But only if we approach the left in the right way. This does not mean changing anything about our principles or philosophy. Instead, it means adapting our method of persuasion to new targets. The example of conservatives who have become libertarians provides a model. In my experience, most former right-wingers who have become libertarians made the shift because they saw that many conservative values, the right to bear arms, promoting personal liberty, the integrity of the family, and the like, were better served by libertarianism than by conservatism. That's my own experience. I got frustrated with the Republican squeamishness on guns, and I decided that the conservative ideals about personal responsibility and self-reliance were incompatible with drug prohibition. Once I left the Republicans, I gradually became more and more radically anti-statist. But my initial jump to libertarianism was made basically conservative reasons. A similar strategy must be pursued when approaching the left. The key is to hit them on issues that are dear to them, which may not always be the standard libertarian talking points. For instance, when I was younger, I was convinced a strongly left-leaning friend to become a libertarian by talking about government regulations and tariffs hurt the working class by forcing them to pay more for everything and stopping them from going into business for themselves. I didn't try to change his core values and desires. Instead, I won him over by appealing to things he already believed in.
Great point. You may not have been able to win this guy by saying, well, if you just go to libertarianism, you'll get to keep all the money you earn. That doesn't really do much for those kind of individuals. But if you can point out how that will help perhaps the poor people start their own businesses and make their lives better, that's a great way to approach it.
Well, who are you? Who's the government to stick their hand in my pocket and take money out of it and give it to poor people? That's stealing. You know, that might not be the point.
That's not going to work.
They don't really care. Stealing's fine. It's okay. We'll take stealing.
It's helping the poor. That's the ultimate goal. They don't care what the means are.
Therein lies the key. Changing someone's fundamental beliefs is an arduous task. Convincing him that his tactics do not serve his goals is child play by comparison. If you find someone in a discussion with an environmentalist, talk about how government... find yourself in a discussion with an environmentalist... find how governments tore down traditional common law and libertarian principles about nuisance and trespassing so that the politically connected could get away with polluting the other guy's property, pointing out that this is that it is unowned or government-owned resources that are despoiled and depleted the fastest. If he's a socialist or collectivist, anarchist, talk about how state privilege allows big business to grow to gargantuan sizes and get away with things that it never could without state backing, mm-hmm. and how unrestricted working of the market would counteract this.
Yeah, it's really amazing when you hear these left-leaning people advocating for more business regulation. It's as though they just haven't made that connection that, hello, the big companies can just hire more lawyers and jump around all these
right.
hoops.
Somehow, you know, the government is we the people, you know, and that has hurt us in that they think that, well, the government's we the people and these big awful companies. Well, look, the government's spending more money, polluting more land, and doing far more worse things than any one of these companies. Pick your worst company.
The government's doing
something worse.
You're right, and you can also cite, if you look around, if you look carefully enough, you can find, like, respected newspapers, a newspaper that they would respect, like the Boston Globe, and point them to this old article that was written in the late 90s that very clearly outed the government as being the number one polluter in the United States.
Right.
And for some reason, you believe that that's going to change just because you've gotten your guys in control? The Democrats have been in control before, and they're in control now.
Right.
And I can tell you that the government's still going to be the biggest polluter in the United States afterwards.
Sure. They'll just use whatever issue it is that you give them. They'll use it as a lever to get their guys in office, and then they'll do whatever they want,
yep.
just like they always have, just like the Republicans did.
Which is rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies.
Right. And libertarianism is a philosophy that says we want to reduce the size of government. They're going for the core problem. And that's why I believe that libertarians, even, you know, Libertarian Party, which I don't think has much of a chance, but libertarians are much more likely to do what it is that they say they're going to do. Because that what they say they're going to do is they're going to get in there and they're going to start throwing monkey wrenches into the government problems.
Yeah, I want all my libertarian candidates. We're going to run a bunch of libertarian-esque candidates for local office. Of course, they're nonpartisan, so you'll be liberty-minded but not labeled that way. I want them all to sign the small government pledge. Seems like a reasonable request, and I can't see why any libertarian wouldn't sign a pledge that essentially says, I pledge to not make government any bigger and will actively work to make it as small as possible. I mean, really, who wouldn't sign that as a libertarian? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-722-9020. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-722-9020. That's 800-722-9020.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Monday edition final segment. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Packet 8, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features that we have there for you because they are all completely free at freetalklive.com. And that does include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. We told you about the Amplifier program earlier, so no need to rehash that. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the site. It's on us. So, talking about libertarian persuasion of a liberal kind, because it has always been my contention that libertarians and liberty-minded people come from three specific areas in the political world. One, from the Republican camp. Two, from the Democrat camp. And three, from the non-party-affiliated slash non-voter camp, the people that have never been interested in voting or have dropped out of the system because of total, just being totally sick of the two major parties. And it's true. People come from all over the place because the principle that unites libertarians is very easy to understand and something that anybody who cares about people or who cares about freedom would be able to get on board with. And so this gentleman is talking about...
John Markley
talking about the liberal side of of conversion, of persuading people to liberty from the liberal side.
But the points are universal. It's, you know, get in other people's world, talk to them about the issues that they care about.
That's correct. You can spin the issue in a direction that will make more sense to them. Don't just go in and presuming this person feels the same way about the same issues that you do, in that, for instance, he says he was a conservative, and so he was more persuaded by fiscal policy, gun rights, and all that. That's not going to work on a liberal.
Yeah, that's the direction I came from, too, taxes.
But the environment and helping the poor, if you can show how smaller government helps the poor and helps the environment, you got it nailed.
Yep. All right, and so continuing, he says, if he's worried about the state of working class and the poor, point out how protectionism places its heaviest burdens on people who have to spend a high percentage of their income on food and clothing, both items subject to considerable protectionist tariffs. This could be a good one to use on paleoconservatives, too. Talk about how government regulations and licensing laws stop people from using their skills to go into business for themselves, and so on.
That's a good one. I've used that. There was three black gentlemen that were doing some work for me at my old house down in Florida, and I had them inside afterwards after I'd paid them, and somehow the conversation spun to politics, and these guys were completely apolitical. They weren't really politically astute or aware at all, and they responded really, really well to the idea of, hey, you know what? The government is essentially keeping you down with its rules and regulations.
They get that.
And they keyed right in on it. And by the time they left, I mean, they were into this. They wanted more information on this whole liberty thing.
Not everyone is worth the energy of trying to persuade. There are leftists who have progressive goals that they pursue in misguided ways or who value freedom but have a mistaken conception of what constitutes freedom and rights, and then there are leftists who are authoritarian in values as well as means.
Yeah, if the leftist says, I'm a Marxist, go somewhere else.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, somebody like that has been so thoroughly indoctrinated, you don't want to waste your time with
them. Probably true. An environmentalist who's angry about big corporations despoiling forests and damaging people's health with smoke is potentially a good candidate for persuasion. An environmentalist who hates humanity and wants us reduced to hunter-gatherer status probably is not.
Good point.
A collectivist anarchist who's some questionable ideas about economic organization is a better prospect than someone who admires the Soviet Union and considers the Ukrainian famine a historic anti-terrorist action. Though I have met some people who fit both categories, strangely, you'd think an anarcho-socialist would have read some Buchanan. I'm not sure who that is.
I don't know.
Somebody will write in and tell us. Buchanan. Left-wing opponents of drug laws usually already have some libertarian values, whereas left-wing nanny-statist types are pretty much antithetical to us.
Good point. The anti-drug people want to be left alone, or the pro-legalization people, mm-hmm. rather. They can understand wanting to be left alone, whereas the nanny-staters just want to get involved in people's lives.
Everything, yeah. Anti-consumerist types seem to be a mix, consisting partly of people who dislike the power of big business, but fail to recognize how abuses committed by businesses have their origins in statism, and partly of people who just think that they ought to be able to decide how everyone else should live. With some overlap between categories, of course, the former type is at least potentially libertarian, whereas the latter, authoritarian in values as well as means. I think that only a minority of leftists are good prospects to become libertarian. Liberty needs every supporter it can get. However,
I don't think that's fair.
I don't think
that's
it's right.
That's not a
fair
statement. The majority of voters, whether leftist or right, I think the majority are good prospects.
Because
most of them don't think about these things.
I agree simply by being on this air and listening to people on such a regular basis. You know, and he's a conservative coming from a conservative standpoint, and you know, that's just the way he thinks.
I still believe the best prospects are those who are neither Republican nor Democrat. I believe definitely that those are the best prospects, simply because they haven't been as indoctrinated by their side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have that blue team, red team mentality, and I think you're best off there. But nonetheless, I won't shut out a lefty or a righty.
I try to talk to people like they're able to understand the concepts of liberty every single time. What I've noticed, here's my prejudice coming into play. Old people. The older they are, the less likely they are to listen to what I have to say.
More set in their ways.
Yeah. You know, somehow
less likely to change.
I mean, I told you about talking to the parking meter guy at breakfast the other day, and it was amazing to me that this gentleman, and you can see how much it had an impression on me. I mean, I was amped from talking to that guy for an hour afterwards. And, you know, I left him having shook his hand, and I think that, you know, he considered it a pretty good conversation. But here was a conservative. To me, he was pretty clear he's a Republican. He believed that there was way too many laws, and every time we made a law, we need to get rid of one, and blah, 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 blah. But since he's on the parking commission, the only way he could figure out to enforce the parking laws, you know, to make parking work inside the city was enforcement, enforcement, enforcement.
Crackdown!
We need to quadruple the fines, he said, and double the amount of the staff doing the enforcement. I know. I mean, who's going to pay for this? Well, you know, who's the...
Non-violators, of course.
Whatever, you know, whatever. It's just so ridiculous to me. And it's people that just can't think outside the box. They haven't been thinking outside the box. That's it. Haven't been thinking outside the box. It would take a long time to be able to figure out. Here's a 60-year-old man who's on the parking commission making these decisions, and the only thing he can figure out to do is using guns to solve his problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's sad.
I'll tell you, it's a heck of a lot easier to just boot his butt out of there than it is to try to convince him that there's voluntary means that are going to help everybody, including the downtown businesses, of which he is one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I told him a specific instance of how downtown business was hurt. You know, in my first person in my life,
okay.
You know, I was going to go to this restaurant downtown. I didn't have any change in my pocket,
to be able to feed the meter, so I ended up going to a restaurant that wasn't downtown that has its own parking lot. He and his rules screwed that guy out of his $20 for breakfast.
Right.
You know, and
how many other people are like that?
You know, he's got another type of store, you know, let's call it a widget store. What happens if I don't have the change in my pocket for the widget store and I end up going to the other widget store that doesn't have meters?
Mm-hmm.
You're screwing
everyone
people.
Should have meters, Mark. That way the city could benefit.
Right. Screwing people. That's all he's doing.
Let's put meters up at the Walmart parking lot, too.
Yep. And he just didn't get it. Didn't get it. Didn't get it.
It's a shame.
So, anyway.
It's funny, too, isn't it? I mean, somebody with a allegedly small government mentality, there's that one exception, right?
I think that it's people who haven't removed force, haven't understood the government's force, mm-hmm. haven't removed it from their, you know, put it as the very last resort for solving problems.
They still believe it is the tool to mold society.
Right. It's the tool to use to mold society. It's the first one they use. It's the only one that people seem to even have in their tool chest. Mm. And you need to look elsewhere. Believe me, we can figure out ways the market will figure out ways to solve this problem.
Ooh, was it, there was somebody we were talking to recently that gave us an example of, it was a private library, that's right.
Yeah.
We had wondered in the past on Free Talk Live, you know,
right.
Well, what about this great socialist institution known as the public library, where the government's stolen funds are used to buy books that are then loaned out to the detriment of the profits of the book publishers everywhere.
Not to mention the local taxpayers that had to pay to open up this stupid building.
Right. Is this something that could possibly be done on a private basis? And as it turns out, it is. There was a town in Vermont where one of our friends here is from, and he was telling us that there's a library there that's almost completely privately funded. With the exception of like $2,000 a year.
I wonder if it's used to keep the homeless people busy all day long, too.
Hmm.
I doubt it.
I don't think there are too many homeless people during wintertime.
Well, they go into the library. there they can pee on themselves in warmth.
Pew.
What?
I don't have to go out on that thought. Some homeless man in the library peeing on himself.
Happens all the time, I'm afraid.
But the point was, it could be privately done. And, of course, if it was a private library, you could kick out whoever you wanted to, right? If they weren't paying, if they were ugly or undesirable, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, we're done for tonight. We'll see you online in the meantime between tomorrow night's show and now at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.